something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid, it was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality. But I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Well, tonight I'm a walk into a ballroom. I'm gonna set up and burst into song. Touching hearts, you know, and even sometimes some young lady might get turned on. But if her lips should somehow come up close to mine, I have to stop her and apologize. You know, because my heart is somewhere out there. Yeah, somewhere. Out there. Yeah, you know, my heart is somewhere out there in hands of Melinda. Yeah, and so I called up my brother, cried my eyes out right there on the phone. He said, your life is in a shambles there, man, so pack your things, cause you are coming home. And well, I do miss my mother, and I miss my sister, but now that they're gone, yeah, I just ain't got no home but out there. Yeah, somewhere out there. Of Melinda. Yeah, you may wish I was a better man. Call me a hustler, even take me for a fool. But I just don't want nobody if I can't have you.
Blue sky with white clouds rolling in. unsolicited phone calls. They come each and every day, and each unsolicited phone call is a ball in its own special way. When from my voicemail I hear my offer just might expire, though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Get them for free, 'cause I love unsolicited phone calls, and I think that they're mad about me. I cannot think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just one minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the do not call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my last. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Look up from your big girls. Here comes a live one. He looks. and green. If I could be the one, he'd be the one for me.
Breathless. a song as the floods carry on, and I say a little prayer for the sweet hereafter. I leave you with a chapter, a map and a wrapper. As I drove away, I heard the crows stirring up the pasture. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Yeah, I set out to write you a song. I'm good enough as gone.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
I knew you. Ooh, I thought I had you figured out, but you've been misbehaving. Turns out you're everything you say you're not.
Trouble come around. cry. Nobody knows the way I feel. Nobody saw me cry. Nobody knows the way I feel. The way I love the woman. Bound to get me so bad. I need her like the sky, I need the sun.
Excuse me. you're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Bad luck.
Come get it, tell me.
My trembling hands are pacified. I'm in love with you. I am finally through to the better life this time.
With a lover and a cradle, I'm sitting here alone with my notebook and piano. Everyone I know keeps moving on to memory lane. Memory lane, take me far away from
my friend on memory lane. Relive it again on memory lane. Can we go home? I need to go. Oh, memory lane. Ooh. Memory lane. Ooh. Memory lane. I'm driving down Prison Street.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.